that education opportunities in this, not only in the city of Portland, but in the state of Oregon.
Thank you very much, Rick. Council questions?
I just have one, and that's the question about the, you mentioned the mold problem with the cinder block. How are you going to be dealing with that in the new project?
Well, part of it was...
You move the mic over, please.
Yes. Mike, do you want to come up here, too? But my sense is that the way it was built was all concrete, you know, masonry. And it was also we are changing with the shoring up of the property, the actual site plan. So we're not going to have the same kind of lake effect that we had before. But also the building materials is going to make a big difference. Mike, anything to add?
I had a couple of questions. First question on the money. So it mentions in the write-up that $1.5 million was budgeted in this current fiscal year, and then $300,000 for the 12-13 fiscal year. Is that CDBG money?
That's correct.
That's all CDBG. Okay.
Correct.
And then Commissioner Fish foreshadowed my question a little bit earlier on the previous item. Tell us about the greenness. I mean, are we meeting at least LEED Gold in the community buildings?
We are. Our target for the community buildings is LEED Gold, and our target for the residential buildings is the Gold Earth Advantage criteria. And part of that also goes to your question about mold. The building materials are very different. The buildings at Hillsdale Terrace were cement block, which would wick water up into the building, and then the buildings were not very well ventilated. So when that moisture got in the building, the air did not move. The new buildings will have different foundations, wood frame, and a much better ventilation system, which goes to energy efficiency. So there's a very practical application of some of our sustainable features as well.
Thanks. Any other questions? Carla, would you please call the roll?
No one signed up to testify. Saltzman?
Well, thank you for this great, exciting new project in the what I thought was my neighborhood, but it's in the Multnomah neighborhood, but it's still a great project. Regardless, anyone who's seen the old Hillsdale Terrace knows this is what we're talking about, is a great improvement, and having the community center or the children's center facing Capitol Highway will really, I think, help draw people's attention to what's actually there, because Hillsdale Terrace is pretty much, as I think as you said, Steve, it's pretty much invisible right now. And the Children's Center sounds great, so very exciting, and pleased to support this. Aye.
Leonard?
It does sound like a great project. Congratulations, aye.
Fritz?
I appreciate Commissioner Fish's comments that we do want people of all incomes to be able to live in all areas of our city, and so I greatly appreciate the partnerships that have been put together on this. It's also good to see that it's much less than the $5 million that we approved several years ago, so that we have that extra money, or the $3.2 million to put to other services. So I appreciate the thoughtfulness that's gone into this. Aye.
Fish.
You know, I'm tempted to say that this is a classic example of the city thinking regionally, supporting our friends in Hillsborough and Washington County by making these strategic investments, but I think we'll let that one go. This is my chance just to say thank you. There's some people who aren't here I want to thank. As Steve will tell you, these Hope 6 grants are intensely competitive. And one of the reasons we've been successful is we've had a congressional delegation that's fought for us at every step of the way, particularly our two senators. So I really want to acknowledge them, and they have been actively involved in helping us secure this money. I want to thank the team at the New Portland Housing Bureau, Tracy and Jacob, and all the people who work so hard every day to stretch and leverage our dollars. We have fewer dollars this year. We're looking at federal cuts of 25%. So we're going to have fewer dollars to meet a rising tide of need. And it's especially important that we use our limited dollars to leverage bigger projects. And that's what we're doing here today. I want to thank Harriet and the board of Home Forward, and Steve and Mike and the talented team there. You are very valued partners, and the success we've had in the New Columbia, success we've had at Bug Clark Commons, and the success we will have here is really a testament to the quality and the value you bring to all the projects you do. So thank you. And to Rick Nitti, I just want to say, you know, one of the reasons that I love Multnomah Village, and one of the reasons that I I love that whole area. It's not just that my family has in the past used MJCC, or we go to Annie Bloom's Books, or we have friends like my friend John Bishop who lives around the corner, or that maybe someday you may even have a guy named Leonard in that zip code. Who knows? It's because every time there's an opportunity to partner, the community that you represent steps forward and says to the city, how can we help? And I think we know that that's not the natural response in every neighborhood in the city. Fortunately, more than most. I mean, more often than not. But it's just this sense that when people want to do something good and government says, let's work together, you're always there, Rick. You and Mike Roach and, you know, just the honor roll of people in Hillsdale and Multnomah Village and all the activists. So this doesn't happen without support and partnership. So thank you very much for all that you do. And to my colleagues who've been stalwart supporters of our work during the worst economic downturn in my lifetime, thank you for your continued confidence in what we're doing to build a more just and a city where people have real choice to live in quality and decent homes. So thank you, and I'm pleased to vote aye. Carlo, that takes us to the regular agenda. Could you please read Council Item 373?
Accept bid of Stellar J Corporation for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Secondary Process Improvements Project for $7,200,600.
What do we have?
Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to the low bidder in the amount of $7,200,600, which is 26% below the engineer's estimate. The city identified 10 divisions of work for subcontracting opportunities, resulting in $3,186,500 awarded to subcontractors. Minority women and emerging small business subcontracting participation at the bid time was at 6.8%. Since then, Stellar J has initiated an additional subcontract with an ESB for $536,000 in structural metals. With this addition, the MWESB subcontracting participation is at 16.8% on this project. I'll turn this back over to Council if there's any questions regarding the business bidding process.
Council questions? Do I have a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Really appreciate how you keep going back and getting more minority women small businesses after the bid's been accepted. Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The matter passes. Thank you. Carl, would you please read Council Item 374?
Authorize urban renewal bonds for the Oregon Convention Center urban renewal area.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Jonas Beery, the city's debt manager. The emergency ordinance before you here authorizes issuance of urban renewal revenue bonds in the amount of approximately $40 million for projects that are authorized by the urban renewal plan for the Oregon Convention Center urban renewal area. Additionally, these bonds will convert approximately $30.1 million in existing short-term debt to long-term fixed-rate urban renewal bonds, which has already been authorized by a prior ordinance. Upon issuance of these bonds, the OCC-URA will have reached its final maximum indebtedness, as that's defined in the guiding urban renewal plan, and no additional debt may be issued by the OCC-URA. These bonds will be secured solely by tax increment revenues of the OCC urban renewal area and will have no claim upon the general fund or other resources of the city. These bonds are being structured to mature within a time frame that's as brief as possible, given the projected available tax increment revenues. Under current market conditions, we estimate that the bonds will mature in about 13 years. Bonds are expected to be sold via negotiated sale in May 2012. We're requesting this ordinance be approved as emergency in order to accommodate that timing and secure the benefit of the current market conditions. And I'd be happy to answer questions.
I have one question. Does this the interaction between this action you're asking us to take and the conversation of a year or so ago about zero coupon bonds as a financing tool?
So I was not here for that conversation, at least not here in this room. Previously, the financing plan, so the final date to issue debt is actually June 2013. And previous plans to market the debt had to look at more unique sort of structures to accommodate getting to that full maximum indebtedness number. The current market, because interest rates are much lower, allow us to issue the bonds in a way that doesn't require those more unique structures. So essentially the structure is going to be interest only for a few years to accommodate some outstanding debt, but then as that debt matures, we squeeze this all in sort of as quick as possible within the available revenue stream and end that district effectively sooner than we had previously projected we'd be able to.
Thank you. Other questions?
So the reason we can do it as an emergency ordinance is because this is just implementing what has previously been authorized in terms of indebtedness.
Well, so
correct.
There's kind of two components to this financing. The $30 million has already been authorized under the original ordinance that authorized the short-term debt and the fixing out of that as long-term debt. This ordinance is a new authorization for $40 million. The emergency is connected to our desire to do it as quickly as possible while we can capture the current market conditions.
City Attorney, that's allowable. He's nodding yes. Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Thanks very much. Carla, would you please call the roll? Oh, sorry, did anyone sign up to testify?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Does anyone seek to testify? Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard? Aye. Fritz?
I am hopeful we'll put this money to good use, as I know is planned to revitalize the area and generate the maximum amount of taxes in the future. Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The matter passes. Thank you very much. We now have, looks like, 6 second readings on a matter we took up last week. Let's just breeze through these. Carla, would you please call the roll on item 375?
Okay. Approve the 42nd Avenue Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Urban Renewal Plan. Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The matter passes. 376, please.
Approve the Cully Boulevard Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Urban Renewal Plan. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The ordinance passes. 377.
Approve the Park Rose Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Urban Renewal Plan. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. 378, please.
Approve the Rosewood Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Urban Renewal Plan. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The matter passes. 379, please.
Approve the Division Midway Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Urban Renewal Plan. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The matter passes. 380, please.
Approve the 82nd Avenue and Division Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Urban Renewal Plan. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. All 6 ordinance passed. Thank you. Would you please read item number 381, second reading, vote only.
Authorize intergovernmental agreements with Portland Development Commission for the transfer of tax increment revenues and shared tax revenues related to Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative Urban Renewal Districts. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
So just to clarify for those watching at home, we discussed this extensively last week, and this is a different kind of urban renewal district set of 6 because they're not going to be issuing debt or borrowing money. They're investing money in the neighborhood business districts, which is a pilot project which I hope will be very successful. Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The ordinance passes. Carla, would you please read council item 382, second reading, vote only.
Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the construction of the Mason Flats Wetland Enhancement 2 project number E10406. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The matter passes. Carla, would you please read council item number 383?
Authorize a contract with Gary Fisk and Associates to complete a retail rate structure review.
Commissioner Randy Leonard.
We have our able finance expert, David Hassan, that will make this presentation. David, welcome.
Thank you. Commissioners, I'm Dave Hassan, Finance Director of the Water Bureau. In fiscal year 2006-07, the city discontinued its use of an inclining block rate structure. That's a rate structure in which successive increments of use are priced at successively higher rates. This was done at the request of the Office of Management and Finance, which at the time was implementing the new water and sewer billing system. They asked that we do so in order to enhance the probability that the new system would be successfully implemented and to minimize risks with that implementation. Then in 2010, we submitted to the Oregon Water Resources Department a water conservation management plan that we were required to submit. And during the development of that plan, the state indicated concerns that the change in rate structure in 2007 possibly might not comply with their requirements for a conservation encouraging rate structure. So in order to get their concurrence and approval of the required plan, we committed to undertaking a rate structure review to evaluate the conservation effectiveness of our current rate structure and compare it with alternatives, which is what this contract is proposing to do. So the work that would be undertaken would be to look at the current rate structure, compare it to alternative rate structures, evaluate the conservation effectiveness of what we have versus alternatives that might be implemented. This study does not commit the council or the city to changing the current rate structure. It's merely a review. Any change that might be recommended would be brought before the council at a subsequent date and only after what I would imagine is considerable public input. The contractor in this case is a state-certified emerging small business and would receive approximately 48.5% of the contract amount.
Council questions?
So yesterday at the Water Bureau budget session, I know at least the mayor and I know this flies in the face of the state's conservation mandate, but the mayor and I are interested in some look at the idea of lower water rate or discounted water rates for high volume water users that create a lot of jobs. Portland bottling plant's a great example. I mean, I'm sure they can serve water, but water is, you know, probably 90% of the product they sell. Mm-hmm. Any possibility that, and I know you guys will look at this and get back to us, but is there any possibility this contract could also, or contractor could also look at that issue? Because I'm assuming they have some expertise in this matter or they wouldn't be getting the contract.
Absolutely. This would be the rate structure you're proposing, you know, discounts of some sort for high volume users is one of the elements that would be examined.
But of course,
it would be examined.
It would be examined.
But one of the issues that has to be flushed out by a future council, if that's considered, is there's a fixed cost to one running the water system. If you reduce the cost to one group, you shift it to another, which quickly means that homeowners would be subsidizing large commercial entities in the delivery of water to them. So there's no free ride. And in fact, that kind of a structure, I think, is counterintuitive to some of our conservation efforts as well, which I need to clarify here that it has been stated recently by some, along with some other misrepresentations that are, and I think David just sent a memo out yesterday to this point or the day before, if you'd like to expand on that, there has been some statements made that our water usage has gone down. That's not accurate. If you want to clarify that, David, because I'd like to expand on that a little bit as well.
Our water usage in recent years, since about 1992, has trended down. But assertions that were made to the council in written communication by, I believe, the Water Users Coalition, it suggested that for 26 consecutive years, water use has declined, and that is not accurate.
And, you know, I would just say I realize we had the discussion yesterday and there are fixed costs that need to be covered, and it's a policy decision the council may wish to consider, though, if it's a question of losing some job-intensive industries who use a lot of water. And I think, you know, we're losing half of Siltronic. You know, they're our largest water customer. I don't know if water is the reason. It's not the stated reason, but nevertheless, I think of that. I think Portland Bottling, companies that, you know, use water as their product, and I wonder, it's a policy choice, I agree, but it's something I think we should at least have a look at through the study and know what we're talking about.
We certainly can and intend to have a look at that. I can't speak to how the state might view it. That's
right,
up to them.
Other questions, Commissioner Fritz?
Will you return to council with the findings of this report?
Yes. The part of the contract requirement is that the consultant make a final report to the council, and that such a report would occur prior to any recommendation for changing the rate structure.
And do we know when that might be?
Approximately 6 months is the schedule.
Okay. And
could you stretch it out to 8 months and 2 weeks? By chance.
Not that you're counting, right?
Sure. As long as we don't have to increase the amount of the contract.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not within 4 weeks and 5 days.
Yeah.
That'll be good for me. So if the study determines that the new rate structure doesn't meet the state requirements for a metered conservation, a rate structure that encourages metering and conservation, that one would be a policy decision that the council would make as to what to do about to correct that?
That is correct. The council would decide that, and probably with some interaction with the state Water Resources Department. I'm not sure how that would work out.
Great. Thank you.
By the way, I was tempted to hold Commissioner Leonard out of order, rule him out of order, when in his opening remarks he said that we're going to flush out this issue,
really?
Since I believe he was anticipating 384, not 383, but we let it go. Other council questions and comments? This matter goes to a second reading. Thank you very much. Carla, would you please read Council Item 384, second reading, vote only.
Authorize marketing agreements for the Portland Lou.
Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
No.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
This contract doesn't cost us any money and allows us to reap the benefits of the investment, regardless of where the investment came from in terms of general fund and water utility rates. Commissioner Leonard stated last week that the investments in the Loo have been done through the general fund. So but leaving that aside, this contract makes sure that the benefits come back to the city and that we get some financial reward from the investments. So it's a very good thing. Aye.
Fish.
I have confirmed with staff that there's no rate money involved with this proposal. And thank you for that exchange, Commissioner Leonard, with your staff. You're actually your new liaison.
Thank you.
The Loo design has provided 24-hour restrooms downtown for both visitors and Portlanders, who, many of whom don't have a place to call home. My Parks Bureau was so impressed with the Loo that we have substituted it for a more expensive built restroom in the design of the River District's newest park, which we have as a placeholder name we call the Fields. If we can find a cost-effective way to market the Loos, share this technology with other cities, and make a little money too, then this is a real win for Portland. Thank you, Commissioner Leonard, for being a champion of those who have to go. The matter passes. Any other items that the council wishes to discuss? Hearing none, we're adjourned until the afternoon budget session.
Yeah, really.